Hi everyone, welcome to the Christian Emerging Creatives podcast. My name is Lydia Hahn. I am a pre-professional dancer and follower of Christ, soon to emerge from Toronto Metropolitan University. Throughout this podcast, I'll be talking about the Christian faith from a creative point of view and the experiences of emerging artists at the beginning of their careers. Welcome to season one. Welcome back to another episode of the Christian Emerging Creatives podcast. Today, I have my longtime friend, Anita! Anita, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hello, my name is Anita. I am currently a third year studying at TMU for creative industries. I kind of specialize in print kind of publishing, as well as media business.
Hey. That's so cool. So Anita, I wanted to start off by asking you, how did you come into the creative industries program, or what interested you about it? And maybe also, like, what are the arts that you liked growing up?
Okay. For me, this program was actually one of my last choice, I'd have to say. Yeah, it was. I was originally planning on going into retail business as, like, one of my first choice for Ryerson / TMU now.
Wait, yeah. TMU has a retail.
Yeah, yes. I do. It was program? Like, it's like their own kind of program apart, I'm guessing, from their business program. So it's more specialized.
Interesting. Anyways, continue.
Yeah. But yeah, so I was planning on going into that because I graduated with Shazam in high school. But me, myself, I love the arts. And I was like, I kind of don't want to do business all the time. And so, like, I just scrolled, searched a little bit more. And I found the Creative Industries, which was a program that offered both business and arts. So I was like, oh, okay, this might be the one. But I made it my last choice just because I wanted to try and see if I could get into other fields, I guess you could say, in, like, more specific areas of arts. But yeah, I guess I just ended up picking this program, and that's how I ended up here. But so far, I really like it. Growing up, I had a lot of interest in just painting, and as well singing, and just
she's
experimenting.
A beautiful singer, by the way.
Thank you.
Beautiful singer.
Yes, but this program gave me, I guess, the kind of space to experiment with all of those different things, but then as well still have that business element of being able to hone in, I guess, your report writing and, like, just learn how to entrepreneur, I guess, yourself way into the field. That's how you, yeah. Yeah.
Was there a struggle you had within creative industries? Since you said it was, like, this is, like, your last choice, were you kind of disappointed, or do you feel like you were able to learn more out of it and you like where you are now?
I think for me at the start, I was very much like, was this the right choice? Was this where God wanted me? Should I have gone into retail business? Because I did have a plan before in high school. I wanted to, like, once I graduated, maybe open my own cafe and, like, you know, sell my own kind of Christian art, or even just, like, have, like, a little space for all of that. And so that's why I wanted to go into retail business. Or retail management. Sorry. I keep getting mixed up. But I think after a while of being in the program itself, even though in the beginning it's really broad, and so I was very confused myself on, like, what am I doing in this program? But I think as I kind of went on second and then third year now, it's a lot more clear in my head what I want to do with this program. So I guess in those ways now I'm kind of enjoying what I do, getting a lot of hands-on experience in just like the Adobe suite and like InDesign and all of that. So it's been a very interesting route, changed a lot of like different modules for us. That's what we call, we have like 12 different ones.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it was like journalism's one of them. I think dance is also one of them.
Yeah.
But just there were many different choices, and so my brain was boggling at like the beginning because I was like, how do I choose? Like, what? Why is there so many?
So what's the module that you chose?
It's called Idea to Reality, Print and Publishing. So I like to call it Graphic Communications with everyone I meet just because it's a little shorter. But it's specifically that. And then Media Business, I think I chose because it was business, but then it was also had like different aspects of like communicating in like teams, and coming up with creative ideas together.
Yeah.
So initially it was like, I think I also had this desire to like, hey, maybe I can go in and learn how to communicate with creatives and get to know more creatives if I come into this program. Then maybe in the future I might be able to connect with them and work alongside them and maybe help support them in some ways as well. So I think that was also my heart kind of going in, now that I think of it.
Wow. That's awesome. That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you were able to find like a clearer path within it, even though there's so many options. It sounds so cool. Well, now we're gonna go into your faith. So if you don't mind sharing about how you became a Christian, not your full testimony, but just a little bit about how God was introduced into your life.
Well, I grew up in a Christian family, went to a Christian school, and as well, my parents brought me to church.
Yes!
Anita and I went to the same Christian school.
I was like, seeing you at ACF, I was like, Lydia!
funny story. Anita's 1 year younger than me, and we knew each other at a Christian school called Whitfield. And then I left in grade 8. She was still grade 7, but then she left Whitfield at grade 8.
Correct
me if I'm wrong. And then didn't see each other in high school.
Yeah, we didn't.
And here we are, we reunited.
Yep.
At TMU.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah. Anyways, continue.
So grew up in those environments. But I think for me, like, I knew a lot about who God was from people just telling me. But he, like, I also spent that time also, like, trying to search for him. But it was a lot of me, like, doing and, like, thinking that, like, God was this God who's very far. He's very perfect, very holy. And that is truly who he is. But I didn't have that understanding or full understanding of Jesus. And so for me, my faith back then as a child was one of constantly trying to seek acceptance from God. And so I myself also went through a lot of different things in that Christian school, and definitely wasn't the Christian school's fault, but just a lot of different situations with friends here and there that did bog down my mental health when it comes to just the things that were said to me, things that were done. But I think in those moments, like, God really was the only one I could turn to during those times. And so, like, he became someone who I was very familiar with, but then also had this kind of, well, I wouldn't say love-hate relationship, but, like, this kind of not understanding fully in full turn of like God's promises or like who he was. Like, I did believe in him, but it's just like a very incomplete view, I guess. But yeah, I also had my fair deal of dealing with, I guess, addictions, sexual sin, I think. And so growing up in all of those different facades, it was just very, for me, brought me down to a point of very low insecurity and just not thinking that I was loved or good enough. But being in that state and coming out of that Christian school, going to, I guess, a public school now, it's like, I don't know, I like knew no one there. And like by this time, I really had like a very low self-esteem. Like I really didn't care anymore about anything or what anyone had to say. So I think I had that very rebellious stage early on.
Oh, Anita being rebellious. Really?
Yeah, yeah. No, I was, woo. But just, there was a lot of stages back then in that Christian school. I was just treated in a way where verbally, like, it was a lot of words that were said to me that did not help, I guess, when it comes to seeing myself.
You felt mistreated?
In some ways. Just people calling me ugly or, like, you're dumb kind of thing. And so, like, slowly those kind of words started, like, getting to me.
Of course.
Yeah. And, like, even, like, as I was younger, I did have, I guess, this princess mentality that I have to have everything my way.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was rebellious. Had to have things my way. If they weren't, then I just didn't do it, kind of thing.
Mm.
But I think I was hurt a lot, but then I also hurt a lot of people too, like my parents. But as I did come out, God kind of showed me a different way. And so my dad, my relationship with him wasn't that good as a child, but he literally, like, one day out of nowhere just, like, sat me down, be like, Anita, can I share with you your life story from my perspective of how God has been working in your life and how I've seen him work? And I'm like, cool, okay, sure.
Interesting.
And so he started talking and he told me, coming out of this Christian school, or even like going to Christian school, yeah, my dad said that like he had a dream, maybe he like heard God telling him that like you need to place your child in a Christian school or else she'll be lost forever.
Wow.
And so I guess that's what my dad did, put me through like a dream, I'm guessing, that he saw like in a Christian school. And then coming out of that, he also had a dream too of like going to a public school. So I went to Dr. Norm Bethune for public school, but originally I didn't know if I was gonna go there because it wasn't my first area school. During that time, me and my mom went to Hong Kong, and originally I don't think I was accepted to the public school.
To Bethune, or?
Yeah, I wasn't.
Oh.
Because I guess I was kind of far away. But during our trip, my dad chose to stay at home. And the school sent a, like, an acceptance that, like, I was accepted after saying that I wasn't. So I was like, whoa. During the time that we were away, God was at work in that area. Wow. And so I think in every single way, my dad was like, God had provided for you at each step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to tell you. And then I think going to public school, I didn't know anyone. I had no really friends there, just because growing up in a Christian school, the people that you see in your grade is the people that you'll see like continuously every single day until like you graduate.
All the same class.
Yep, exactly. And so it's like you don't see anyone else, and like they're either still there or in other public schools. So I was like, I know no one, and I was the most like nervous, scared child, I guess, as well part of the insecurity. Like I just, it's very quiet, and so I was like, how am I supposed to make friends? That literally thought went through my head, but at the same time I was like, I don't care, it's okay. I'll just go through high school. Literally on like the first day, and even through that summer program I did meet a friend, but on the first day at the table group that I sat at, those people that I sat with became my friends for the rest of high school. And I think after hearing what my dad had to say, and after seeing that and experiencing that, like, I didn't even pray to God.
And yet he provided.
Yeah, and yet he provided for me in that way. During that car ride home, I was like, God, why would you care for someone like me? Like, after doing so much wrong against you, like, you would still provide for me even when I didn't even pray to you. Like, God, you're so big. Like, you have to take care of so many people. Why would you care for someone like me when you could take care of someone even better than me? Mm. And I was like, at that point, it kind of hit me. Yeah. I was like, this is the way that God loves me. Mm-hmm. That he has a plan for me even when I fail him.
Wow.
And I think that was the first time that I truly felt and experienced God's love for me. So going through high school, God definitely taught me a lot. And through TC and just places like
Yes Teens Conference.
Yep. And like places like BCF. And just growing up in high school in a Christian community, I think God kind of met me there in such a closer way, and as well through church too. But like during that time period, God was like revealing himself to me in so many ways and revealing like his love to me. Mm-hmm. And I think like in those moments, in some ways, he healed some of the parts where there was a lot of trauma in of like the way that I saw myself. Like I saw myself like in such a like a worthless way, I guess you could say, that like I could think of anything else that I could be. And so when people say things like, you're so pretty and all that, I'm like, I don't believe it. After all of those things were said to me.
Of course.
Yeah. And so just going to Teens Conference and like seeing that skit where like, I don't know if you were part of that or not, but like them putting on like little pies.
Oh, like signs.
Yeah, signs of like like you're a child of God.
Yes.
And all of that. Like I broke down in tears because I was like, that was me. I was like, I had all of those different signs on me that defined who I was.
Yeah. And I am ugly.
Yeah. And all
I am worthless.
Yeah.
I don't deserve anything.
Mm-hmm. And so like all of those things, just those were what I guess made me up. But then after TC and just seeing those skits and like how God was at work.
Yes.
Like I thought, like I grew closer to him through all of those. But then again, spiritual highs, they sometimes last only for a bit. But I think I didn't understand that back then. I was like, this is God. If I can feel him, then that is him. But yeah, so throughout, I guess, high school and grade 9, I gave my life to Christ. And I was like, God, Christ, Jesus Christ, I will follow you.
Yes.
Like, I will give my life to you. And I'll, like, choose to lay down all of what I thought of myself, all these addictions, and give them to you.
Yeah.
Because I want to trust you in this and what you say. And I'm going to do this fine for the last time. Because, like, I'm going to choose to trust that, like, what is being done is final.
Yeah.
And when I did that, I felt so free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like, whoa.
Jesus is saying, you are loved. Yeah. You are worthy of.
And like, I wasn't addicted to anything anymore. Like, my addictions just faded.
Yeah.
Like, I felt so free. And from then on, I think I just started to get to know God a little bit. A little more. So many more stories.
Thank you so much for sharing. We are here to continue talking about faith and art. So, I wanted to ask you, how have you seen faith and your passion in arts intersect in your life? Or what are ways you feel like they're kind of separate?
I think for me, I also don't think I've thought about this question too much. But I think only now, just because I've had so much of just the passion for music and for like arts, because those were the ways that I would express myself when I just didn't really want to express myself, or just even in like, I'm an only child, in my boredom of not talking to anyone, that's what I would do. I would make art, little DIYs, or I would just listen to music, Christian music, and all of that. Like, that was my environment growing up. And like in those ways, in all aspects, what I made sometimes did not touch with my faith. It was a lot more of like worship, maybe I would do that. Mm-hmm. But I think growing up, like I slowly went out of that private school to a public school.
Yeah.
I started seeing, I guess, different ways. I don't think it really like hit me back then, but like as I started understanding my faith a little more, there were different ways that I would express it during art class. I think there's like one that was like modeling clay. Like we were supposed to make like a sculpture
in high school or university?
In high school.
Oh
yeah, cool. And then in that way, like we were told to like do different personalities of like different traits. So one of them was spirituality, and I was like, cool, how do I incorporate that into my piece?
Yeah.
And so it ended up being this like very like a blocky building, kind of like hard work. I'm a hard worker, so it was a lot of blocks at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And then the spirituality portion, it was like a little spiral going up.
Interesting.
So I was like, okay. And like I was like, okay, cool, it looks good.
Yeah.
And it is.
The project's done.
I'm done.
That's all. Yeah, that's all that matters.
But I think that was probably, was that my first intersection of it? Maybe. That I remember, I guess, mm-hmm. right now.
Was it kind of inspired by your faith?
I guess so, in some ways. Just because God was such a big part of my life,
mm-hmm.
that, like, I couldn't really, point, yeah. like, separate my identity
mm-hmm.
of, like, who or, like, what I did with, I guess, what I did.
Yeah.
With God. But I think as I continued growing up, like, I did start to, like, paint some stuff and, like, write Bible verses and, like, yeah. promises of mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. And then be like, oh, this is an art piece. And so, like, I did do things here and there. And so I did start to have that passion of, like, incorporating faith and art in those ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as I kind of came to university, God kind of shifted my view a lot of just the simplistic ideas that I had about what I could do for him. He brought me to just the ideas of, like, relationships with others,
yeah,
and cultivating those
mm-hmm.
within, like, the creative industries. Like, yeah. you meet so many different people.
Of course, yeah.
People who might be with a music background, people who might be going to live events,
mm-hmm.
Those that might be going to journalism. And so within that, like, he started giving me a heart to want to see Christian artists come together and form like a community and support each other in that way, whether it be like Christian creatives. Just because me, like, now seeing, like, it's really hard out in that society to find a job, and especially to find a job that also incorporates your faith into it.
Yeah.
When it comes to the arts.
Yes.
And so I think God kind of grew my heart in this program for that. And so I think my heart has leaned more on that side
mm-hmm.
when it comes to that. And so for my own kind of personal arts, it's like it hasn't become that much of a spotlight for me until now, where it's like, oh, like these things that I'm learning in technical skills, it's like I can use them to glorify God
yeah.
with it. And so I guess in every assignment that I was able to have, like, or got the chance to kind of experiment with different things, I made it more faith-based
mm-hmm.
than what I wanted to do.
Mm.
Be like, maybe if it was like a short video, like I made it how to share the gospel in 10 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's like just all of those different opportunities that I got, I used it to hone in on my faith and how to incorporate that into art. So I think faith and art for me has never really been separated. It's been one because it's been so close to me that, like, these are all different things that make up, I guess, who I am. Just even understanding my creator is, like, in those ways, it's like, oh, wow. Like, he has also, in some ways, called me to use the things that he's gifted me with, the things that I've grown up with, maybe even the traumas and, I guess, different things that different things that he's placed on my heart to glorify him with that. And so, yeah, just seeing other people even use their gifts for God, I think that has also inspired me.
Wow. I wanted to ask, because you're talking about how it's been, like, innately, naturally coming up for you to put the two together and, like, create art for God. Mm. Have you ever felt prideful of this gift?
I feel like in some ways I've never not, like, I've never been really, really good at art.
What are you saying? Oh my goodness.
Like, when it comes to certain aspects, like, there's always gonna be people better than me out there. And so it's like I can't really brag about, I guess, that other than, like, me comparing myself to myself. So it's just, like, prideful in those ways when it comes to art, like, that. Maybe there's that temptation to want to do that. But I feel like at the same time, like, I'm kind of just creating this kind of for myself in some ways and for God.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes it's like not even creating it for other people. It's just for me and my God to see. But then just sharing it with others. And so that's why sometimes it's like when it comes to Instagram too, I tend to repost a lot of stories.
She does.
And like those stories are usually ones that touch me. And so that's why I want to share it with others. Mm-hmm. But I think over the years, God has humbled me so much to the point where it's like, I can't even really be prideful about, I guess, the things that he's given to me. Because when I do have that temptation, like, he takes it. And he says, rely on me instead. Wow. And so maybe when it comes to singing, that might have been something that I was prideful of a bit. But even then, I think when it comes to those temptations, like, God does bring me back. Being like, I gave you those gifts. You really don't have, like I can take it away easily. And so it's just like, these gifts, kind of like that bag of coins in, like, the parable, like, passage in scripture. Yeah, the master gave each of his servants, or, like, he gave them all bags of coins. Yeah. And he told them to go, like, take care of it. Like, those coins are, like, kind of like our gifts in some ways, where it's like God gives us these gifts. You can choose to either hone in on it, you can choose to bury it, or you can choose to, I don't know what the other guy did with that. But within all of those, it's like, ultimately, these gifts are then kind of used to kind of give God the glory back at the end. And, like, honestly, for me, now that I think of it, when we reach heaven, I just want to hear him say, like, my good and faithful servant, like, you've done well, kind of thing. And so I think in the long-term perspective, when you ask me now, it's like, yes and no, there is some pride, but then that pride is disseminated when it comes to understanding God's love and how much he's done for you. And then that kind of just disappears. But then, like, it's in the process of, like, the after work where it's like you get tempted. Be like, oh, I did that kind of thing. But I think even at the end of it, just being humbled that, like, there are other people who are also better. And, like, we're all really on the same playing field. And I think something that our program has taught a lot about is not about competition, but it's about supporting each other. Mm-hmm. And just being with the people in my program, they're all so humble. Like, just so humble. And I'm like, how can I even brag about my work? Their work is, like, greater. And it's like, they're humble about it. And so it's just learning from even, like people who don't know Christ, learning from them and seeing how they, like, I guess, react to their work and go about, I guess, creating. There were times of pride, but at the same time, it's like just seeing other people and creating in community. That's sometimes what humbles you in that pridefulness. I'd have to say, because you learn from each other. And you learn that, yeah, we all are a little bit, like, there are some things that we can't do right at times. But then as we kind of give each other feedback, as we kind of do these things, it's like we help each other grow. And, like, I think that has been something that's been very positive about our program, that I like to say.
Yeah.
It's less of a competition, and it's more of, like, a let's help each other grow.
Wow.
And that is, that's why I love the GCM program.
That's so good.
The GCM really courses, good. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like that environment in the arts,
it's very hard to find.
It's hard to find.
Yeah.
Hearing about people from the industry, like, there can be some really prideful people in any of the arts. And it's easy for anyone, even Christians, to do that. But hearing you talk about how you've dealt with it, with that temptation to praise yourself, and how you bring it back to God. And I like how you said, like, I know there are going to be people better than me, so why am I, like, wasting time, like, trying to be better than them? Or, like, I can only, like, do so much. But the praise that I could give is God. Like, I think that clicked in my brain a little bit more. Because I struggle with pride. I've been struggling with it since high school. Or, like, I was always known as, like, oh, you're, like, the dance girl. Or, like, you know, I was pretty good in my classes, in my studio. Like, I may not, like, I don't think I was the best. I wasn't, like, I'm the number one dancer here. But I wanted to be. And so when I wasn't, I was, like, oh, like, I am inadequate in these days. In these things, like, I'm not tall enough. I'm not flexible enough. I'm not strong enough. I can't do the things this person does, and they can do it because they're better than me, but I want to be better than them. And then, like, when I finally, like, ace something or find my niche, like, I know I'm a pretty good jumper, and I love jumping and, like, doing combinations that involve a lot of jumps. And then I, like, compare myself to others, and I'm like, haha, like, I'm the shortest person in this class, but I can jump higher than the tallest person in this class. Like, it's little things that, like, that, that, like, fuel me, and I notice them. And in definitely in high school and, like, university, I've toned it down, but, like, those thoughts don't just fade away all the time. Like, they'll always come back, but it's, like, learning how to deal with that, knowing that all the glory should be for God, and the ultimate judge is God, not others. So I think that really encouraged me as well.
Yeah.
Well, we are near the end of this episode, so I have one last question for you. How would you like to continue seeing your faith and your creative processes intersect? And I also have a question of, like, how do you feel, or, like, what are the responses you get when you tell someone that this is, like, a faith-based product, or they, like, see it as, like, they see your faith in it?
I think part of me, when I put my stuff out there, sometimes it's like, part of me is, like, I wouldn't say embarrassed, but, like, this is what I put out here. If you like it, take it, but if not, it's okay. And, like, I know in God's word, it's like, I should not be ashamed of the gospel. But, like, in all of those aspects, when I put my work out there, there are times when it's like, are people going to react positively to this? Like, are people going to buy this? And, like, I know there will be, like, a niche, I guess, audience for, I guess, what I put out there. But there'll also be, like, negative responses to it. Fortunately, I have not met some of those. Maybe just a few things here and there, and be like, oh, this is interesting work. Just people hearing that idea, sometimes they just go silent because they don't know what to say. And be like, oh, cool, that's a cool cool idea. And sometimes, like, they might react positively, like, sure, like, that'd be cool to visit, like, your cafe in the future, if anything, like, even your store and see what it's about. But, like, there will be people who might, like, react very strongly against, like, who does Jesus stickers with? Yeah. Yeah, like, but, like, this inherently is also your story, too, right? You're making these products. You're telling this story.
Yeah.
It's up to the people whether they want to accept it or not.
Yeah.
That, like, in this way, your faith and your art should act as a guide, I would like to say, to the gospel. In some ways. It's like you help others get to know Christ by kind of being that, like, I guess, stepping stone to kind of seeing the gospel. And so, like, in some ways, your art is the same. It's not the gospel, but it is what leads others to know God. Yeah, to know the gospel and to know God.
Yeah.
So I think in those ways, like, there are times when, yeah, in the start of doing this, I was kind of embarrassed by my work. But, like, as I slowly grew into it and, like, understanding that, like, God works through me in these ways to proclaim such a glorious gospel that is so beautiful. Like, once I understood the weight of the work that I'm doing for God, everything else, any criticism and all of that, just, like, faded away. And so I think when it comes to just opportunities for me in the future, when it comes to faith and art, like, I want to find any way possible, any avenue possible for me to be able to use my gifts. So I think for me, currently I'm doing an internship. Not yet, but in the summer, I'll be doing an internship with OMF. It's a missions organization. I'll kind of be helping them with kind of renewing, I guess, their print media for that. And even though it sounds so tiny, I know in that extent that, like, in doing so and kind of helping them, I guess, rethink, I guess you could say, or renew their kind of print media, it's like maybe, like, having those different avenues could lead people to getting to know more about OMF. Could lead them maybe even to, like, wanting to serve at, like, a missions organization, or want to see what missions is like, get to know God in those ways. So for me currently, I think we also started a studio. Me and Trinity.
I think she said it in her episode.
It's called Lost and Found Studios, but our heart in that and also creating the good newspaper is so that, yeah, we can in some ways use art to spread the gospel and to create opportunities for Christians who might be a little bit more scared and, like, the upfront kind of saying it. That it can be like tiny seeds planted, be like, oh, I'm curious about what, why did you create that artwork, or, like, what does this mean, like, what is the story saying, kind of thing.
And then you'll be like, go to the Bible and you'll find out.
Exactly. So I think that's how I see faith and art work together in such beautiful ways, to be something that leads others to be curious about Christ, or even just to be that, like, that tree to kind of see Christ.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and also what God has taught you and the experiences God has given you and this wonderful gift, spiritual gift that He's blessed you with, and how has changed your life. I think we could learn a lot from it, and I know that you will continue to learn more as life goes on. But now we have to say goodbye. But it was amazing having you here. I'm sure the listeners enjoyed listening as well.
I hope so. Laughed a lot.
No, it's so good. I love listening to you, Anita. So yeah, I'll see you guys for our last episode. Who will be our last guest? Well, find out later and you'll see. Okay. Bye-bye, Anita.
Bye. Yeah.